I greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is an honor to welcome you here to this ceremony and to have you here for this commencement experience. This is a day long anticipated, a day of joy, a day of accomplishment, and indeed a day that brings together people from far and near to join in celebration for a day of great accomplishment. I look before me, I see the graduates of this institution, of Boyce College of the year 2009, the microchip still goes back to 19. But in the year 2009, by God's providence, we are here in this place because of this ceremony. Far beyond what we can see here is what is before us in the lives of these graduates of Boyce College. Outside of our vision, and even outside of our most energetic imagination, is what God will do with these graduates in years ahead. It is my responsibility to bring a charge. Speaking at any graduation or commencement ceremony is a difficult challenge because it is hard to know how much or how little to say. Former Senator Bob Dole probably had it just about right when he gave advice to those who give commencement addresses. He said, "Remember, your role is that of the corpse at the funeral. They cannot have the event without you, but no one expects you to say much." But something must be said. The first thing that needs to be said is said by Scripture. And as we began our time together today, we were called together to look to Colossians chapter 1. We began reading in verse 13 and continued through the heart of the first chapter of Paul's letter to the church in Colossae. As I bring my charge to these graduates, I want to direct us to these very verses. I want to direct these graduates to where verse 13 would point us as we understand the very purpose of the education that is now completed. We read in verse 13, "For he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son." We are here today as a distinctively Christian institution. Boyce College is a distinctively Christian institution of higher learning. And what makes Boyce College distinctively Christian is not merely some kind of denominational heritage or some kind of historical tie to Christian churches and Christian institutions. It is that the worldview of this school, the worldview that we pray is inculcated in these students, is distinctively Christian, which means rooted, first of all, in what God has done for us in Christ. And here is one of the most poetic and powerful summaries of what God has done for us in Christ. We have been transferred from the domain of darkness into the kingdom of his beloved Son. One of the most interesting thematic issues throughout Scripture is the contrast between darkness and light. And you do not have to have a biblical imagination to understand the distinction between darkness and light. When we image what it means for someone to gain understanding, when one of those moments comes of clarified understanding, even in our advertising, we symbolize that with a light bulb that goes on. The difference between darkness and light is the distinction between ignorance and wisdom, between knowing and not knowing, between groping in the dark and seeing in the light. We have been transferred, we are told here, from the domain of darkness into the kingdom of his beloved Son. We have here the contrast between darkness and the kingdom of Christ. Graduates, we are here entirely by grace. We are here because of what God has done for us in Christ. It is so powerfully described in these verses. It is Christ in whom we have redemption, says verse 14, the forgiveness of sins. It is Christ, verse 15, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. It is Christ through whom, by whom all things were created, both in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Because of your education at Boyce College, you look at the world in a different way. Education is the great perspective transforming experience of life. And education is the process whereby we come to know not merely data and facts and theories and explanations. We not only come to know information we come to know knowledge. The most important knowledge that can come to us about the world is that we know who made this world. We know whose image is demonstrated and revealed in every atom and molecule of this universe. We come to know who rules over all things, visible and invisible, and we come to know that in Him and in Him alone all things hold together. Jesus Christ is at the very center of the education you have received. This is a Christian institution, not merely by mood or intention or intuition. It is a Christian institution because we believe that the first and foremost truth that we can know is the truth of Jesus Christ Himself, of what God has done for us in Christ. The gospel is at the very center of our understanding of all things. Christian education is not a bit of value added to a secular education. It is a different way of looking at the world. You are graduating from an institution that is established in and committed to Christian truth, understanding that Jesus Christ Himself is the one who holds all things together. Throughout the academic world, there are those who speculate about cosmology and physics. The grand holy grail of modern physics is to find a unifying, unitary theory of all material. And here it is. But not only of things material, but of things immaterial. Not only of the visible world, but of the invisible world. In Him, all things hold together. The preeminence of Christ is the first principle of the Christian worldview. And we come to understand that it is not merely about Christ, who is our creator of the creation of the cosmos, the explanatory principle of all that is. It is Christ who is our Redeemer, the one who shed His blood for us, the one who died in our place, so that as we come to Him by faith, we might come to know the forgiveness of sins and life everlasting. You have received education in a worldview that is distinctively Christian. Our hope is that this worldview will allow you to apply this education to every arena of thought and life, to every decision and turning point in life, and to every issue and controversy in this culture, to every aspect and angle of ministry. Christ as the center of your worldview. But after Christ, the church. In verse 18, we hear of Christ that He is also the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that He Himself will come to have first place in everything. For it was the Father's good pleasure that all the fullness would dwell in Him. There is no truly Christian education that is not accountable to and directed to the local church. One of the dangers of what is called Christian education in our times is that too often the church is on the periphery or on the margin or outside of the picture altogether. We hope that during your time as a student at Boyce College, you have not only come to a deeper love of the Lord Jesus Christ and a deeper love of the gospel, but also to a deeper love of the church. Because to know Jesus Christ is not merely to know Him as the explanatory principle of the universe, the one in whom all things hold together, but to come to know Him also as the head of the body, the church. Without apology, Boyce College is an institution that is directed to the training of those who will serve the church. And as we experience together and celebrate together this day of graduation and of commencement, our prayer is that you will go out to the church. You will go out for the church, and because you have gone out, the church will be found where the church otherwise would never be found. We pray that the gospel will be taken to the ends of the earth by you. We pray that you will be used as agents of the gospel of reconciliation as it is described in the later verses of this passage, in order that there will be persons who will come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior because of your influence, your testimony, your ministry, your teaching, your preaching, your taking, your service. But we pray also not only that there will be people who come to know the gospel, we pray that behind you will be found gospel churches. Because you will be used to establish, to build up, to guide, to lead, and to serve the church. We also come to understand as we come to verse 23 that Paul is giving to all of us an exhortation. He says, if indeed you continue in the faith firmly established and steadfast, and not moved away from the hope of the gospel you have heard, which was proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, was made a minister. My exhortation and charge to you, the Boys College class of 2009, is that you remain steadfast, that you be found faithful. It is easy to look to you today and see the faithfulness that has brought you to this place. It is our joy to look to you today and to understand the commitment that has brought you to this day of accomplishment. We are looking far into the future. And as I offer to you this charge, I do not know if your lives will be long or short. I do not know if your ministry will be near or far. I do not know if you will be famous and known to all, or whether you will serve in a place of quiet, outside the visible, but known only to God, and found faithful in the end. We do not know where the Lord will take you, but we do know what you are to take as you go. And that is to be an absolute commitment, to be steadfast, to be unmovable, to continue in the faith firmly established, that you not be moved away from the hope of the gospel that you have heard, the very gospel that was proclaimed by the Apostle Paul and handed down by the apostles all the way down to those who have taught you in this place and in this school. Continue in the faith, firmly established and steadfast. Paul comes to the end of verse 23, and you'll note the specific language that he uses here. He speaks of himself saying, "I, Paul," and then he uses these words, "was made a minister." Whatever we are, whoever we are, as we serve the cause of Christ and the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are what we are made to be. We are not here in our own name. We are not here standing on our own two feet. We are not here because we made ourselves anything. And we are not recognizing in your commencement today what you have made of yourselves. We recognize the commitment. We valorize the learning. But we celebrate together that what we see before our eyes is God making ministers for His church. God making servants for His church. God making missionaries for the gospel. Let us continue firm, steadfast in the hope of the gospel that we have heard. May God bless you as you go forth. May the Lord take you far and near. May the Lord bless everything that you do in His name. May the Lord prosper the preaching and the teaching of His word. And may the Lord make of this class an army of those who will stand firm and steadfast, never still, always pressing forward for the high calling which is ours in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.